So Legal Relay is Amazon reviews, Yelp review style reviews for the legal community. We want legal technology users to have a voice in what's going on with legal products. So we want them to be able to go in if they use a product and they're getting value out of a particular case management tool or litigation hold tool, to be able to go in and say, I use this under these conditions. I'm in an insurance defense firm, 50 attorney firm, whatever, and I get a lot of value out of this product. Or conversely, in the case where there are issues with a piece of software, they can say, I have some issues, it's difficult to do this, that sort of thing. So,
and these are entirely user reviews, or we also have sort of professional reviews?
So this will be purely user reviews, but I think coming out of this morning's conversation with bloggers and the media, that one of the things that we need to add very quickly is a mechanism where we can point back to reviews that are done outside of the user community, because we think that adds a tremendous value to a buyer when they come in, if they're looking at a particular product or a group of products, in one place to kind of see aggregated, well, here's all the stuff about that product. Yeah. Right now you do a Google search, and let's say somebody's done, a blogger's done a product review a year ago, that may or may not come up in that search. And we think that kind of content ought to be elevated up, and it ought to be sticky so that you can always find it.
If you go to Fandango, you get the
absolutely
user reviews, and they all point you out to the Los Angeles Times review. And whatever
yeah, absolutely.
Else.
We see those. We're trying to augment, I think, the reviews that are done, the professional reviews that are done are hugely, hugely valuable because they give a kind of depth and perspective, certainly, that end-user reviews don't. But I won't spend 99 cents on a BlackBerry application if there aren't some users out there who are saying, this works for me.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're trying to add, that dimension to the world.
So I haven't had a chance to look at the site yet, but so what's up there now?
I mean, so right now there are, I think, 300 products, many, many vendors. There's a couple of handfuls of reviews. Anybody can go in right now and go and review a product. We're encouraging vendors to talk to their customers, particularly their happy customers, to go in and say, here's how we use the product and this is why it works for us. That's what can occur. Right now, the way our revenue model works is, the vendor, if they want content, their content presented at that same point in time, they pay us and we will get that content there beside the reviews. The reviews are independent, and a vendor can't choose to not be reviewed any more than, you know, they cannot, a restaurant
right.
cannot be choose to be reviewed by people on Yelp.
Right, but they get to explain themselves.
They get to explain themselves, and they get to pitch themselves and say, they get to present their message right at the point in time when a buyer is making a buying decision and comparing them to other vendors in the same space.
Yeah. So have they responded?
Extremely positively. Very positively, and understandably so. I think they know that they've got customers that will say nice things about them, that get value out of their products, and that message sometimes is very difficult to get out because of the nature of the market. It's not this huge, huge market where there's easy mechanisms to kind of get that word out. So they can put quotes on their websites, which is very, very valuable. But I think those same quotes on our site become that much more valuable to the vendor, because it is a site where people can say good things, they can say bad things. It's there. And the way, on the consumer side of the world, the way I buy products is very different than the way I did 5 years ago. I won't spend, $30 on an electric toothbrush without going to Amazon and looking it up. If I'm in Walmart looking at a product, I go online on my BlackBerry, look at their website, look at the reviews that are there, that are posted by other consumers of those products. And I almost always do that before I will buy anything, yeah. if I have the opportunity to. And yeah. bringing that, and consequently, I believe I'm making better buying decisions as a consumer. I think the vendors are making better products, right? Because they have a deeper understanding of the issues that consumers are having. They know that they really need to focus on the core fundamentals, because if they don't, you know, it's going to be tough. But they are able to focus on the fundamentals. They're able to focus on the stuff that really adds value to the user.
Yeah. No, I think I forget what I was saying to Christy, but I completely agree with you. I was actually at a conference last week, this Avvo.com, which
right,
is a lawyer
right,
rating
right.
Yes,
site. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely,
and,
seen
and,
it.
And I actually spoke there on this very topic, yeah. basically on the idea that, you know, the idea that anybody's going to buy any good or service anymore
right.
without being able to have this kind of user feedback, without being able to get price comparison information, value
right.
information from other users, it's just not going to continue that way anymore. The market is has changed,
right?
And it's finally sort of seeping its way into the legal profession, but it's everywhere else. And,
yeah,
How will do you have any controls on who can post comments? Is it anonymous or
so? It is anonymous, and the user is, and part of our terms. The user has to be an actual user of the product or an administrator in a law firm, certainly somebody who's managing that sort of thing.
But how do
vendors
you know
are explicitly not allowed to post comments.
Yeah, but how do you know that?
So we don't 100% know that. That's okay. That's because that's how things work in the world, in today's world, right? You don't get to manage perfect control over all of that stuff. But people are smart. And they can read reviews, and they can kind of judge, you know, what's good, what's bad. If a vendor objects to a review, and that's one of the things that a vendor certainly can do, if they see something that they believe is false or maybe coming from a source that isn't an actual user, they can let us know. We will then go and attempt to verify that person that posted the review is actually a legal professional, has actually had hands-on experience with the product. And if they aren't, then we'll pull the review because it doesn't meet on the terms of.
How would you verify that? I mean, this is information.
So we have their email address, right? They can choose whether or not to be anonymous or to be public about it, and it defaults to anonymous, right? So we won't just blurt out something. We won't give out that email address to anybody, but we have it, so we can go back and make sure that that's a valid email address. We can make sure that you know, we'll go and say, hey, you know, you posted this review. It's flagged for review here. We need to just verify who you are and, you know, what law firm, what law department, et cetera, that you work for.
What's your background?
So I've been a vendor for 20 years now, I think. I worked for vendors. And I've designed a lot of software products. I worked 10 years ago, 8 years ago, I guess, I joined a company, DataCert, which started out at that point in time. We were creating spend management software for large, very large law departments, Fortune 500 law departments. And I was their first product manager, designed a lot of their product at that point in time. And my experience on the vendor side of the world was I felt way too insulated from the end user. I knew that at the end of the day, our products needed to help legal professionals do their jobs better. Just like if you're a craftsman, you want a saw that's easy to hold, is sharp, and will let you cut things well. That's what legal applications should be. Oftentimes they're not, I think. This is just my philosophical belief, because the way buying decisions are made, in the absence of that kind of user feedback, are really more, you get a committee that sits down, they go through, and they've only done this, they may never have done this before, they never bought a matter management solution or an e-discovery solution, and they go through, they put their committee together, and they come up with a list of every feature that they could possibly want in that product. And then it becomes a shootout between vendors on, you know, on a feature basis. Many, many of those features oftentimes don't add any value to the actual users at the end of the day. The many times they don't get used, from the vendor standpoint, there are plenty of times where you're forced to, I believe, forced by the way the selling cycle goes to expend energy on stuff that you don't want to expend. Because every vendor I've worked for, every vendor I think in the space, wants to build good software. And so I think if we can start giving a stronger voice, or a voice, to end users, then that can change, start to change, the way those buying decisions are made. I think there's this other dimension. It's the RFP is still very important, right? The demo and all of that is still important. But there's this other dimension where you go, oh, yeah, this law firm that's very similar to us, they've had great success with this product. This makes a tremendous amount of sense.
Yeah. So. Where did you get your financing to get this started?
So this is pretty much self-financed. It's very Twitter-ish, you know, very... I actually have another product that I've been working with a company on it that's here launching. They launched yesterday, too. And I actually spent most of my time helping them on their product. And this is my... This is
Bobby.
My 37 Signals, which is a company that I admire very much in the technology space. Their core products, they really did they had a passion for it. They were able to keep it simple and do it as a sideline hobby almost. Since certainly I want to make this a commercial success.
Right.
But there's two folds here, right? There's one, I really passionately want the software, the applications that legal professionals use, I want them to fit better. I want them to add more value. In some cases, I think they need to have fewer features, do one or two things well, right? And they should just fit alongside and make this work that legal professionals do, which is very hard work, very, very grindy work in many cases, make that a little bit better. I think that's what should happen. And I have strong feelings about that. This is an opportunity to hopefully help move things in that direction.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, one of the comments I heard yesterday about it was a couple of people saying, I wish I'd done that. Or I had thought of that, but I hadn't gotten around to it.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. I put a lot of work into it, and despite helping some other companies with product design. It's a passion. It's what I want to do. I think at the end of the day, it's great for the legal community. I think at the end of the day, it's great for the vast majority of vendors. It helps them focus in on what they can do well, not spend so much time on stuff that's distracting. Companies that are up and coming, that are doing some things that are maybe a little novel, but work, right? It's a hard road to go out and get the message out. Well, they can get their customers to go out and say, look, yeah, this is new, it's a little bit different, but it's valuable. There's some older companies that are providing a tremendous amount of value with some solid products that may not be all, you know, polished and fancy, but they work. They really work. They can get the message out. This stuff works. So you may be attracted to it. So basically it just gets more information to the buyer at the end of the day, more information to the vendor about the buyer and the buyer's users. And that's all tremendous. That's all good at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I think it's a win-win for virtually everybody.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob, very much. Enjoyed it.
Good to meet you.